Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Happy Labor Day, everybody. It's Labor Day. Labor Day 2014, and we're going to talk about everything that you can think of around the idea of Labor Day. Not only Labor Day, but not only labor, not only workers, but also the people who sign the front of the paychecks that make Labor Day off with a day off with pay possible. And so we're going to do that with a number of folks today. And first, we got our good friend Greg Murad back. Greg is the Vice President of the National Right to Work Committee, and they're the guys who are promoting the concept of right to work around the country, and their plan is working because we have more states now. If I'm not mistaken, Greg, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. Do we have more states these days right to work than we had, say, 5 years ago?
We do. We added two new right to work states in 2012, Indiana at the beginning of the year and Michigan at the end of the year.
How did that happen? I get Indiana. I used to live in Indiana a long time ago. I won't say how long. But Michigan, I mean, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, you know, if I dropped into Bizarro World or something, how did Michigan do that?
Well, it was a funny chain of events really came together in Michigan. Of course, after we passed the right to work law in Indiana in February that year, the unions in Michigan started getting nervous. They started wondering, well, you know, Indiana, they create a lot of our car parts, and there's a heavy industrial base there, and
right,
if those
right.
people can go right to work, you know, it could happen here. So they tried to pass a constitutional amendment that would have officially banned right to work law in Michigan. They
right.
put that on the ballot, and they got their butts handed to them. They lost by 17 points.
Yeah.
That
wow.
really demonstrated their weakness in a very palpable mm-hmm. way to the politicians in Michigan, that you know, even though the unions have got all this money and muscle because they have the power to force people to pay dues, they
and,
have
and
no
Michigan
support
is ground zero for you. Michigan is ground zero for public, for private sector unionism.
Exactly, and
right.
so if they got crushed like that on an anti-right to work measure at the ballot, the politicians in Michigan all of a sudden figured out, hey, you know, right to work would A, be good for us, and B, is perfectly safe politically.
Right.
And so it happened very quickly after that. We
that's
have
really interesting set of circumstances.
Right to work law.
So okay, for people who might not know what right to work means, explain it.
Sure, right to work is a really simple principle. It just means nobody can be forced to pay dues to a union as a condition of employment. So the
all right, let's flip that around, Greg.
Sure.
What if there is right to work? What if there's not a right to work law, and if the state is considered not right to work, as Michigan was? What did that mean for non-union workers?
Yeah, that means that if the union gets a majority of the workforce at your shop to sign up for the union, everybody has to work under the union contract, and everybody has to pay dues and fees to the union.
So if you're an employee of a 40 person company, and your division has voted to go union, somebody in your company is going to go union, their group have, even if you're not union, you don't want to be part of the union, you still are required to have dues to the union deducted from your paycheck.
That's correct. They call them fees at this point because technically
right.
you're not a member of the union,
yeah,
but you're still subsidizing
if,
all the union activity.
Yeah, that's like the Obamacare penalty was not a penalty; it was a tax until a tax didn't work, and it became a penalty again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They're just playing games with the names of it, but
word games, exactly. So some states are right to work. That means that only people who belong to unions get the fees slash dues deducted from their paycheck, and the people who work in states that aren't right to work, like California, New York, those two probably.
Both of them certainly.
New Jersey,
all of New England,
Illinois for sure, right? Illinois is
yeah.
now ground zero for that. So those states are not right to work, and so you will, even if you don't belong to a union, if there's a union in your shop, you got to pay dues, and that's created a lot of some interesting court cases, hasn't it? Like the caregiving folks in what was the case, the Harris case in Illinois?
Harris v. Quinn is the one you're thinking of. The unions had created this new scheme where they were taking people who did home daycare, home child care, home health care. If any of their clients got a subsidy from Medicaid or some other state agency, the state was declaring that those people were now government employees and forcing them to cough up a chunk of their subsidy to the union.
Right.
It was a pure and naked giveaway to big labor, taking money out of the mouths of sick people.
But they overreached, didn't they, when they went after Mrs. Harris?
They did indeed. Pam Harris and a group of other Illinois home care workers retained our Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation to take their case. We took it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and about a month and a half ago, the court agreed that scheme was illegal and it was not legitimate to pretend these people were government employees just so the government could give the union a chunk of their income.
Well, Mrs. Harris was taking care of her disabled daughter. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong. It was her only person she was looking after. But since her daughter was getting some kind of government aid, which she was entitled to, that connected her to this right to work nonsense. And she took them to court and won, didn't she?
That's exactly right. And you know, ultimately, this scheme.
Greg, hold on, Graham. I want that to rattle around in folks' heads just for a minute,
sure,
folks. You're looking after your disabled child. You're only a healthcare worker because you have a disabled child. That's your only person that you look after. And because your child gets healthcare, gets some kind of benefit from the government, you are then required to become part of a union. That was what was at stake. I want that to land on people for a second. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay. Well, you know, this scheme is why the unions were so heavily backing Obamacare. If all health care is now suddenly a Medicaid project, guess what? Everybody's health care is subsidized by the state. Every doctor out there is now potentially unionizable. It was an enormous cash cow for the union.
And they liked that part, but they didn't like the part when their Cadillac plans were going to get taxed, right?
Exactly. It benefited the union bosses and it hurt the rank-and-file workers, which is pretty typical. Yeah. That's why we call it Labor Day, not Big Labor Day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so when we come back... Now that we, what are the 26 states now that are right to work? Greg, what? how many right to work states do we have?
24, Jim.
24. Okay. Well, maybe I'm just dreaming. All right. So we come back. We're going to talk about the economic impact of right to work, and right to work was it part of the President Obama's issues with the Supreme Court? We'll talk about that after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.